Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Well, we're back. We're talking with Robin Western about her book, The Master Cleanse Made Easy. And Robin, one of the things that I've always been curious about with the Master Cleanse is the maple syrup. You know, it seems counterintuitive to be taking a sugar while you're trying to detox or you're fasting.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I can understand why you would feel that way. And certainly, if you were using white sugar, that it would definitely be the wrong thing to do. But maple syrup, when you think about it, and I did live 2 decades in Vermont, so I'm a big fan of maple syrup. When you think about maple syrup, it comes, it's not like any other sugar product. First of all, it comes from the tree, and it has within it antioxidant properties. And there have been studies done on this, and it's shown that maple syrup reduces inflammation, and inflammation has been correlated with a lot of illnesses, including rheumatoid arthritis, heart disease, and even cancer. So so studies show that maple syrup reduces inflammation. It also helps with bloating. And they've even done studies that they found if you use maple syrup when you have a cold, it's actually helpful because it increases white blood cells, which are infection fighters.
Now, but you know,
but with, make sure that maple syrup's organic, because and you have to make sure that it's actually real maple syrup. As you know, you can go into supermarkets and they'll have something that says maple syrup on it, and in fact, it is just sugar.
Hmm. So. Robin.
Yeah.
In terms of you know, how much maple syrup, how much are we mixing with the lemon juice?
Ooh, well. I think, well, there is a specific, in my book, I give a specific recipe for the cleanse, and on the top of my head, I mean, I don't quite remember how much maple syrup goes into, you make like a jug of cleanse, and lemonade, in the lemonade drink, and I mean, I can go and look, but I suggest people get the book.
Right.
And they'll find out.
Right. You have in your book also a number of things that people, a lot of quizzes in this book, and a lot of things for people to consider while they're doing the cleanse. Why did you put those in there?
Well, for one thing, I'm a quiz master.
Yeah.
I write a lot of quizzes, and I think it's a way for people to discover things about themselves in a way that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the quizzes I did include are like, are you ready for a cleanse? Oh, I just want to say one point. I was listening during the break about your weather forecast. It seems like you're getting very cold weather. So even though it might seem like it's a good idea to go on a cleanse after the new year, I don't think it's a good idea to do this cleanse when it's so cold out.
Hmm.
So I would not suggest that your people in Canada who are listening go on the cleanse if it's very cold. I just want to say that.
So
yes?
I was going to say, is this cleanse best done in the summer?
Well, autumn. It's nice to do it when the seasons change.
Right.
I think it's nice to do it. Autumn is a fine time, spring and summer. I'm just saying when it's radically cold out. I don't know. Do you think, as a Canadian, do you consider this radically cold?
No.
Oh, see, as a New Yorker, I thought, wow, that's really cold.
Yeah. So, it's winter for sure, though.
Yeah, so. It's winter.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't say this was the best time to do it.
No.
No.
So, Robin, getting back to the cleanses,
quizzes.
And you know, contemplation about it, is doing a cleanse a time to rethink not only, you know, what we're doing to our body, but why we're doing it?
Well, I'm a big meditator. I meditate every day, and I think our minds are really affected by what we eat, what we put in our bodies. We're all, you know, as you know, we're connected on every level. So while you're on a cleanse, it gives your mind also an opportunity to relax. I think people feel less stress when they're on this cleanse in particular. And I think you become more introverted, more inner directed. And that's why I suggest in the book that people have exercises in gratitude, compassion meditation. I offer some very simple, non-strenuous yoga asanas or poses. And journal writing, as I said, I think remembering your dreams is one of the wonderful things that happens when you're on a cleanse. So I suggest people keep a pad by the side of their bed. And I do think that besides the fact that you will drop at least 10 pounds, it really is an opportunity to tune into the deeper, more powerful parts, heart-centered, soul-centered parts of our being.
Robin, you are really the cleanse expert, because you've written, three other books on cleanses, the two-day superfood cleanse, the metabolism boost cleanse, and the yoga body cleanse. How does this master cleanse compare to those other cleanses you've written about?
Well, this one is definitely the most arduous, because the other cleanses I offer... I usually suggest taking a less radical approach. And my other cleanses, it's just a matter of removing certain toxic foods from our daily bodies, but I substitute it with other foods so that, people don't feel as hungry. The master cleanse is really radical because you're taking in very, very few calories. It's almost it's really a borderline fast. Mm. And I think in that way, people, I want to say, if you do choose to go on the master cleanse, to be sure that you don't stay on it too long and you don't do it too often. Because especially if you have any kind of eating disorder, I would suggest that you not go on the master cleanse.
And perhaps
because you do drop a lot of weight.
And perhaps pick up one of your other books instead.
Yes, please. Good point, David.
Yeah. Robin, if it's cold out, what kind of cleanse would you recommend this time of year then?
Well, I like... my superfood cleanse, because you can then eat some of those great antioxidant foods or, vegetables, or nice to have good root vegetables in the winter. And so I would suggest that. And that diet would, you reduce dairy. You don't eat dairy, but eat some hearty foods. They keep your system nice and warm, but at the same time, you eliminate processed foods, sugars, caffeine, and alcohol. You know, the big no-nos.
Right. Although this time of year, people do have that extra couple pounds they want to get rid of. Tell us a little bit about your metabolism boost cleanse.
Well, the metabolism boost cleanse is similar in that I also suggest that you remove those bad, and I put that in quotes, foods, but that you eat more frequently, smaller meals. The point of the metabolism cleanse is that your metabolism can be sped up by eating smaller, more frequent meals as opposed to just three big meals a day. And also, of course, eating a lot of fiber, because the colon, and this is something I didn't mention, about taking care of our colon, our digestive tract. It's something that the Master Cleanse does and the Metabolism Cleanse does. It helps to Metabolism Cleanse helps to balance our good bacteria in our bodies, in our guts. And that's responsible for keeping us healthy on so many levels.
How important is you know, keeping that gut healthy in terms of losing weight, in terms of feeling good?
Everything. Because the gut and the mind, they've done amazing work on that. Recent studies, it's just a new field that's really confirming that our gut is like our second brain. So they're finding that if we don't have the proper balance of bacteria, if we have dysbiosis, it's called, as opposed to symbiosis, which would be a balance of good bacteria. Dysbiosis means we're imbalanced. And if we have that dysbiosis, then there's all kinds of illnesses that are associated with it. And not just Crohn's disease or colitis, not just those diseases, but also depression, anxiety, arthritis. A lot of illnesses are associated with an imbalance in our digestive tract. I think that is really the big wave of the future, is an understanding of the importance of bacterial balance in our digestive tract.
Robin, you're going to have to write another book on it because we're out of time. However, you do have about a minute to tell people why they should pick up this book, where they can contact you and all that.
Well, my website, robinweston.com, that's robinweston.com, and also go to amazon.com and all my books are there. And if you write to me, I will write back.
Robin, thanks so much for coming on the show. It's been great having you.
Thank you so much, and take good care. Stay warm.
We will.
Okay, bye.
That's it for this week's show. And the book, again, is called The Master Cleanse Made Easy, Robin Weston, robinweston.com, if you want more information about the book or the diet. And thanks to Garrett Perry, our producer, and Rich Ferrer, the producer of the station, and producers across the country that are making the show available to you. Have a great, healthy week.